Sally Holt was 13 when her sister Kathy died in a car accident. One moment they were arguing over homework notes in Billy Barnes' car. The next, everything shattered against a tree. The accident left Sally physically unharmed but emotionally devastated, creating a wound that would shape her entire life. Through Sally's second-person narrative addressed to her absent sister, we experience grief in its rawest form, not as a neat five-stage process, but as a messy, ongoing conversation with someone who can never answer back. The story unfolds across 15 years, from the sacred rituals of sisterhood before the accident through the painful aftermath, revealing how a single moment can fracture a family and how love persists even when the people we love disappear. What happens when the person who taught you how to see the world is suddenly gone? How do you keep breathing when part of your heart stops? Before the accident, Sally and Kathy shared an intimate choreography that only sisters know. They brushed teeth, making faces, stared at glow-in-the-dark stars, creating their private galaxy, and filled their bedroom sanctuary with Polaroids, friendship bracelets, and vacation treasures. Kathy, 3 years older, imparted wisdom during nighttime talks, teaching Sally about communicating trees, why the sky appears blue, and evaporating puddles. "I feel like I can say anything to you," Kathy would confess. Outside their room, she battled social anxiety, but within those walls, she became animated and expansive. Their relationship highlighted contrasts: Sally's uncontrollable curls versus Kathy's straight hair, Sally's shyness versus Kathy's growing confidence. When Kathy moved to middle school, the separation felt like a physical ache. Still, she brought home stories about Billy Barnes. "I felt truly seen," Kathy would say, her eyes shining with joy that made Sally both happy for her sister and wistful for her own future. Billy Barnes entered the sisters' lives like a force of nature. After being paired with Kathy for the football tango at Thanksgiving, he became her obsession. Though just one grade above her, Billy possessed a mysterious allure that captivated Kathy. She called their pairing fate and collected every detail about him. Billy's life was marked by tragedy. His florist father had broken his neck in a fall, perhaps explaining his recklessness. His stunts like putting carrots in pencil sharpeners and jumping off the school roof elevated him from troublemaker to celebrity after breaking his leg. During their family vacation to Watch Hill, Kathy pointed to mansions declaring, "That's where I want to live," while Sally worried about maintenance costs, perfectly capturing their differences. Kathy dreamed, Sally calculated. When their air conditioner broke in July, they went to the pool where they spotted Billy. Sally watched her sister transform while flirting with him, looking so grown up it felt as if you'd drowned the real Kathy somewhere in Rhode Island. A magazine quiz labeled Sally a red person, rational, while Kathy was green, dreamy, devastating Sally as proof she was boring. The dinner with Billy marked a turning point. He arrived with tulips his florist father had recommended. After dinner, Sally observed from the kitchen as her sister Kathy shared a meaningful moment with Billy by his car. When Kathy returned inside, her cheeks were glowing with excitement from their first kiss. By August, Kathy and Billy had become constant companions. He provided her daily transportation to school. 6 weeks later, Kathy asserted her independence, insisting on attending Billy's basketball game despite it being a school night. "I'm 16. I can make my own decisions," she declared while borrowing their mother's makeup. When Kathy failed to return home after asking Sally to take notes on the presidential address, Sally, feeling hurt and angry, wrote an inappropriate comment about their mother in Kathy's notebook before drifting off to sleep. The following morning, Sally demanded to join their drive. During the journey, Kathy showed Billy Sally's written comment. His momentary distraction coincided with a deer crossing, causing the vehicle to collide with a tree. Kathy's final utterance was her companion's name. Sally sought emergency assistance while Billy remained with Kathy. Later, at the medical facility, when the attending physician presented Kathy's distinctive gold hoop earrings, Sally confirmed their ownership, overwhelmed by feelings of responsibility for the tragic chain of events. After Kathy's death, the Holt family fractured along grief's fault lines. At the funeral, Sally remained silent while others eulogized Kathy as a beautiful angel. Billy missed it, hospitalized with his jaw wired shut. Sally's parents argued over suing him. At school, Sally found unexpected kindness. Her survivor status brought attention, but she felt anger rather than gratitude for it. Sally and Billy connected online nightly. He shared his profound love for Kathy and how she made possibilities seem real. Sometimes he wished he'd died too. Their relationship grew more complex. At a carnival, when Billy introduced Sally as Kathy's sister to his new girlfriend Karen, Sally felt crushed. That night, she became a girl who meets boys in the field. A boy kissed her mid-twirl, but she felt only hollowness and sadness. Years later, as Hurricane Kathy approached the coast, 28-year-old Sally confronted her long-buried past. Despite building a stable life in New York with fiancé Ray, the hurricane bearing her sister's name forced her to face unresolved feelings. Calling home, Sally learned her father refused professional help because Billy Barnes, not a friar as she'd believed, now ran Bill's Tree and Garden. This revelation made Sally acknowledge how she deliberately avoided thoughts of home, keeping visits in and out before the sadness can touch me. Her mother's condition had worsened, with substance dependence leading to electroconvulsive therapy with troubling side effects. At home, Sally found her father attempting to fell a tree despite his inexperience. At the business, she discovered Billy, now Bill, bearded and dressed as a workman. When Billy came to help during the storm, he later texted, "Are you awake?" Standing drenched in her driveway, he confessed, "I just wanted to see you. I wanted to tell you that I love you." "I love you too," Sally responded as he took her hand. Suddenly, the wind and rain stopped as they entered the hurricane's eye, standing in impossible calm. The weatherman declared Hurricane Kathy would move north and dissipate over the Atlantic, only air. Yet Sally understood a deeper truth about disappearance. She would find her sister in unexpected moments, in fresh paint smells, Sunday pancakes, the garden sunflowers, or during rare moments of natural laughter. Through Sally's journey, grief transforms rather than diminishes, reshaping families like water reshapes coastlines. Her relationship with Billy evolves into something unexpected, both betraying Kathy's memory and keeping her alive. The novel shows people carrying their dead differently. Sally's mother's grief manifests physically through medication and ECT. Her father treats grief like a business problem. Sally alternates between fleeing memories and collecting every detail about Kathy. This story explores survival's complex architecture when a crucial pillar is gone. As Sally discovers during the hurricane's eye, catastrophic storms sometimes create pockets of extraordinary calm, metaphors for how, amid devastating loss, we might find moments of clarity and beauty.